Hello, everyone. This is Clarissa Bell, and welcome to the teleclass. And today is February 22nd, and we are it's a Three of Diamonds, Nine of Spades day, and we are in Pisces territory. So, as usual, I will start the class off just with a short prayer, just to center us, just to bring our attention here to this present moment. So if you're somewhere where you're able to, just close your eyes or just relax and just bring your attention here. And as you bring your attention here, present, just become aware of your breath, your breathing. Become aware that breathing is happening through this body mind, through your body mind. And really, when you don't think about it, which is most of the time, breathing is just occurring. So just become aware of that and experiencing that sensation of the breath going in and out in whatever rhythm that is natural to your body for this moment in time. And just opening up to the possibility and to the idea that there's something, there is a larger aspect of you, a larger aspect of your human beingness that is actually regulating and controlling your breathing, as well as it's controlling your body functions, and it's controlling a lot more than we think. And we're not here just these human aspects of ourselves, but we're part of a larger whole. And it's as close as our breath and as our breathing. And just becoming aware of that. And as you become aware of that, just notice as you just put your attention on the breath, how soothing it is. It's just very soothing. Breath going in and out, it's being taken care of. And it's allowing you to bring your attention to other things if you so desire. But that very fundamental experience of breathing that allows us to be here in this environment is being done naturally. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that love? So just allowing yourself to embrace how loved we are, how well taken care of we are, and just allow that awareness, that recognition, to expand and to grow in our consciousness, in your consciousness. Let it just ripple through the cells and through everything, every aspect of you. Just becoming conscious that there is a deeper, wider aspect of ourself that is really just honoring us and taking care of us and bringing us all that we need. Just open to that possibility and allow that to just permeate. So just take a minute to just feel and breathe that and let that in. Allowing life to love us and saying yes, yes, yes to this big love, to this big life force that is us. It's as close as our breathing. It is us. We cannot even escape it. And saying yes and thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for allowing us this time, this opportunity, and this moment spent together to deepen and expand in consciousness. And so be it. And now bringing your attention to the class and to opening your eyes and to being prepared to just take in this information and to connect. So, okay, today's topic is the eights in the cardology system. And I thought I'd do the eights because, number one, I'm an eight of diamonds. My birth card is an eight of diamonds. So I think I kind of can, you know, I'd live the eights. And so I thought it'd be fun. A couple weeks ago, I did the twos. But just because I'm going to do the eights, just because it just, you know, it was just, I felt like it. And I just like to follow my joy. So I like to teach people to follow their joy, and I live that, so it's fun. Okay, so in the cardology system, of course, it's if you look at a common deck of cards, you know, you just follow the numbers. It goes from the ace to the king, and so the ace would represent one, and a two, all the way up to ten, and the jack, the numerically would represent 11, the queen 12, and the king 13. So we're going to do the eights, and then of course there are the four suits, the heart, starting with the hearts, then the clubs, and of course hearts is emotions, relationships, and our home, and clubs is anything to do with communication and mentality, so talking, speaking, learning, and then next in the suit comes the diamonds. And diamonds are about what we value, you know. It's so it represents money because money is. It's part of how we kind of put value on things, at least in this system, and at least in this society. So money, but it would be anything that you value. You know, what are things worth to you? And then the last suit is the spades. And the spades is, you know, you've heard that saying, you know, he has it in spades or she has it in spades. Really what the spades means is the thing that's closest to it. So it's our what we do day to day. So it would represent and include our health and work because those things are things that we do on a consistent basis pretty much every day or day to day. We're doing it all the time, and it's very close to us. This body is something that, you know, we carry around with us, you know, forever, all the time. Not forever, but as long as we're in it. But it's with us always, okay, except for when we sleep at night, we drop it. But anyway, so spades is what's really here, okay? So body and work and activities and that kind of things. Okay, so we're going to focus on the eights, okay? And I'm going to give you an overall picture of an eight, and then I'll go through each of the eight cards, the eight of hearts, the eight of clubs, the eight of diamonds, and the eight of spades. But basically, an eight, you could say, is like a multiplication of the four. And the four in the system is it's good supply, it's protection, it's security, it's foundation. And so the eight, if you'd say the eight is a multiplication and multiply four by two, you get eight. So eights represent, symbolize all that plus more, okay? So that what that does is it translates as power. So if you remember anything from this talk today about the eights, just remember power. But the thing about eights and power is the eights have the ability to affect change in whatever direction they choose by focusing their energy. That's where their power comes from. It's their ability to focus their energy, okay? So in the cycle, in just the cycle from 1 to 10, 8 represents the point of fullness, and it's a time of harvest. So if you think about a tree, you know, one would be you're planting the seed and the other numbers would be going up until you get to the point where the fruit is on the tree and it's ripe and it's ready to be picked. It's at it's at its fullness. It's at its height, okay? And then that represents eight. So eights are the strongest manifestations of their suits, okay? They're shining examples of what they can produce or create. Okay, thinking about that fruit, okay, it's there, it's done, it's at its fullness, it's at its height. So you could say people who are eights in these systems, they're the producers and they're the hard workers. They can manifest things and get things done, okay? Now, the thing with eights is, like I said, it's really represented by power. It's really the power comes from their ability to focus. Now, the thing with power is that it can be used wisely or it could be abused. And so all eights, to some extent, will be faced with this choice throughout their entire life, okay? And usually this will come about in that they'll usually attract powerful people in their life who will end up having power struggles with because they're working out this, you know, they're working out being able to wisely, learning how to wisely use this power that they've been given. Okay, it's like this eight, they're all born with this ability to focus, and that's where their power comes from. But what are they going to do with it? Are they going to use it for good, or are they going to use it to control? So eights have a thing about not controlling people with this tremendous power that they have, okay? And eight also, too, is scorpion in nature. It's scorpion and Pluto in nature. So all eights kind of will have that kind of underlying Pluto nature. So they'll all have to pass through several personal deaths or personal transformations because Pluto is the planet of transformation. But it's like but when you go through that transformation, you know, you're reborn. And so during the course of your life, as they deal with, you know, learning how to use this power wisely, they'll pass through several personal transformations in their life, especially the Eight of Diamonds, because they have an Ace of Spades in their Pluto position, and that is the card of death and rebirth. That is the card of transformation. So they'll go through that many times, several times during their lifetime. These will be important challenges. So we know about the Eight. The Eight is the ability to focus in whatever area their card is in, and that's where their power comes from. They have to learn to use their power wisely. They'll often attract powerful people to work this out, and they'll go through personal transformations as they do this. But they are the shining examples of what they can produce or create in their suit, and they're producers, they're hard workers, okay? That's sort of the overall basis of the Eight. Now I'm going to go through each of the specific gifts of the Eight of Hearts and maybe some of their challenges. Now, all the Eights, starting with the Eight of Hearts. Now, remember I said, if you remember nothing else, remember power, focus and power with Eights. So Eight of Hearts, their power comes from love, their ability. It's the emotional power card. It's their ability to love. It's like power of healing through love. They can kind of look at you and love you in a way that causes a person to feel that kind of love, and so it's very healing. Okay, the positions in the two decks is Neptune, Jupiter, Venus, Mercury, which are very favorable, easy sort of positions. Okay, it's actually one of the most. They actually have one of the most fortunate life paths in the deck, and part of this is because, and they'll usually have success in relationships and in their work, and they may become well known, and because three of their periods fall in the crown line. The crown line is the very top line, and it's where you will, at the top, you're seen. So they have their Jupiter, Saturn, and Uranus positions or periods in their life. In the crown line, and that's from age 39 to 78. So you know, they really have the potential to be well known, but they really have a pretty easy life path. Most of the cards are even number cards as they're going through. So they possess, it's also called the Playboy card, and when you have this card in your readings, it's like you have a lot of charm and magnetism. So it's like you can charm people very easily. So Eight of Hearts person would have an abundance of charm and magnetism, the power of love. Now, will they use it for good, to help others, or will they be selfish about it, okay? And so their biggest lesson will revolve around the power they were given, this beautiful power of love that they were given. And so will they use it to try to control people just to get what they want, or will they use it, you know, for win-win situations all around them? And they have not, it's so interesting with the Eights, I didn't say this, that almost all the Eights, except for the Eight of Clubs, but the Eight of Clubs is a different story, have either a seven karma card or a seven in their life path that's important. And the reason why this is important is because remember I talked about the power. Seven is about being able to go to the spiritual side of things. Now, Eight of Hearts has two sevens as karma cards. They have the first karma card is a seven of spades. The second one is a seven of hearts. So, you know, what this points to is that if they abuse their power, it can come back upon them. So they really need to learn in this life to really use this power in a very wise way. And they also have incredible minds because one of their positions in the spiritual spirit is that Venus Mercury. That means a good mind. And their seven of hearts, a karma card, is a second karma card. And our second karma card is the gift. It's also in that position. So they have a really good mind. Okay, so the Eight of Hearts is the power of healing through love. It's the emotional power card. Again, you know, their biggest lesson will revolve around using their power wisely. They have an easy life path, and they spend 13-year periods where they're in the crown line. So success is, very possible for them. Some famous Eight of Hearts are John F. Kennedy Jr. You see how charming he was. Richard Gere, Susan Lucci, Amy Grant, Van Morrison, Brian Gumbel. You can kind of see with these people, you know, that some of these people, you know, very charming, okay? So that's the Eight of Hearts. And the Eight of Clubs is a very interesting card. It's a little different from the other ones in that it is one of the only three fixed cards in the deck. Okay, the other being the King of Spades and the Jack of Hearts. And then there are four other semi-fixed cards. But the Eight of Clubs is one of three cards in the deck, and it never moves positions. That's, you know, usually every year a card moves position, and we say it goes into a displaced position. But these three cards never leave their spot in the decks. Okay, so we call them fixed cards. Now, the Eight of Clubs is, again, its power, it comes from the mental area. It's the mental power card, okay? And it's in the Mars-Neptune fixed position, meaning it never moves, okay? Now, the Eight of Clubs is the only card in the deck that was, these people were born with a set of fixed principles that are theirs and theirs alone. And they live by the rules these principles. Now, you say, well, where do these principles come from? It's born within them. Somehow they come in and they have these principles that they have decided, I guess, maybe along the way I think it was a seed in them. And anyway, they determine whatever these principles are and their rules that they live by, and nobody has the power to change them. It's like that's what they believe, that's, you know, what their principles are, and they're sticking to it, okay? And this fixed nature gives them an almost magical power to fix their mind on a goal and to make it happen. And for the most part, you know, the goal is usually, you know, the principles that they usually come up with are really lofty and of higher ideals for the most part. You won't see a lot of Eight of Clubs being scumbags or anything like that. So, I mean, they have this fixed nature, and when they put their minds to something, they can really do it because, you know, they have that ability to focus their minds, and they can, it's like laser focus, and they can get it done, and power really comes from that. They have a pretty easy life path full of material blessings. Now, I don't know about, you know, maybe, you know, spiritual, but they do have a easy life path full of material blessing. Their position, that Neptune Mars position, falls in the into the Mars line, and then the life path, all of the life path is, or almost all the life path is then in the Jupiter row. And Jupiter is the planet of blessings. And almost all of those cards, except for the two aces at the ends, are even cards. So they have this they have a pretty easy life path full of material blessings because they have a Ten of Diamonds in Jupiter, and Ten of Diamonds is one of the best money cards you can have, and it's in the Jupiter position. And then they have the Eight of Spades in Saturn, and Saturn is usually a lesson, but the Eight of Spades can overcome anything. So, you know, they really are born with a lot of help, you know, if they are able to use it wisely. Now, the one thing about the Eight of Clubs is that this fixed nature that I've talked about, it can make it difficult for them when life presents them challenges and the opportunity to change because they're so fixed in nature and because they have a set of principles. Sometimes when, you know, even they will have situations, you know, with life, and life will bring them situations where change will be required. So they have to expand, and they have to grow in new directions, you know, at times. Now, the Eight of Clubs is, depending on whether it's your birth card, it's your ruling card or whatever, you may have like a planetary ruling card that flavors this Eight of Clubs, you know, that may make you more flexible. So when as I am, you know, describing these, just keep in mind that most of you also have another card, and you're both of those cards, okay? But that would be the challenge for the Eight of Clubs, would be this very fixed nature, and the unwillingness to change can often, you know, kind of cause problems for them, okay? Some famous Eight of Clubs include Meryl Streep. I'll talk about the ability to focus when she you know, decides she wants to take on a role, my goodness. She also has a Jack of Spades ruling card, and Jack of Spades is the actor's card, so she is a great actor. She uses her mental ability to focus, and that Jack allows her to just be a great actor. Patrick Swayze, Robert Redford. And if you look at Robert Redford's films, you notice he usually plays this guy, this very upstanding guy who has a set of principles that he's going to stick by, and he's fighting for these principles, and he's fighting, and they're usually lofty, and they're usually good, and it's just like a, this is a very kind of, you know, I believe in this, and I'm fighting for this. Mickey Rourke, Patti LaBelle, and Jessica Lynch. Jessica Lynch was that, I think she was that Army girl who was hurt, and the Army wanted to tell a story, and she refused. She told the truth about what happens. That would be an Eight of Clubs, a very Eight of Clubs thing to do. Okay, so that's the Eight of Clubs. Now, the Eight of Diamonds, which that's my birth card. Now, the Eight of Diamonds is called the Sun card because it sits at the top of the crown line, right in the Jupiter crown line position. It's the very center top line. So we say it's the Sun card because you would say, okay, it's the cards that is the most seen, okay? So these people would be born to shine. They're meant to be in front of people and to play a leadership role. And because they're in that crown line, all the cards in that crown line are very, very independent. It's like being a king or a queen or royalty. They're very independent due to the crownly position. And they don't want anyone telling them what to do. And I think I can attest to that, you know. But Eight of Diamonds, now they have the ability to focus in their suit. So it would be about value. When they value something, and they have an idea of what they value, and they focus their attention on it, they'll be able to, you know, create and to do good. So Eight of Diamonds make good money managers. They're not good with their own money because an Eight of Diamonds is a big spender. They like to spend money, but they're great with other people's money. And usually if there's a family situation and if there's an estate of some kind, the parents will instinctively leave the execution of that estate to an Eight of Diamonds. They may not even know that person's an Eight of Diamonds, but this frequently happens. They'll leave that to the Eight of Diamonds. And actually, in my own personal situation, I live with family members, and I actually run the household. I manage the money. So I can attest that it's very true that, you know, and everyone seems to be happy with this role that I play of managing, you know. So I'm basically managing other people's money. And I remember I used to manage a retreat center, and I did the same thing there. And when I left, I remember the lady told me they later sold the property, and when they went to the bank to see about, I don't know if it was just loan purposes or whatever, they had a perfect credit score because I guess I had, you know, done such a good job with paying the bills and managing everything financially for them. So Eight of Diamonds make good money managers, but they need to learn to curb their own spending. And Eight of Diamonds can be fickle and indecisive about love. And this is because they have a Three of Hearts in Venus and a Three of Diamonds in their Neptune and in their life spread. Threes are variety, okay? Threes are very artistic. It's about variety or two more than one, okay? And the Three of Hearts, which is variety in love in Venus, would make that person maybe, you know, want to try different, have, you know, different experiences in love or just to experiment in love. And then you have that in Neptune, which is another kind of dreamy kind of relationship energy. So these two threes can make them be really kind of fickle and indecisive about love. And not always. Depends on what their ruling card is. Now, I have a Ten of Spades ruling card, and my two karmic cards are the Four of Hearts and the Queen of Hearts, which are all family-related cards. So on one end, I can relate to the part of me that, you know, is kind of indecisive. But then on the other hand, the Ten of Spades makes me very marriageable, very family-oriented and that kind of thing. But they do have their challenges in love. What they'll do is they'll be serial married. You know, they'll be like Elizabeth Taylor or something. She's not Eight of Diamonds, but it'll be something like that where you marry, like, you know, five times and that kind of thing. So serial monogamous or something like that, okay. And again, the Eight of Diamonds will be also attracted to people who have power because and they'll often have power struggles with people until they work out this power issue. And one of the things is they have a Queen of Spades first karma card, and our first karma card is whatever it is we're working out. And so so particularly with the Eight of Diamonds, part of their challenge and part of their karma is to learn how to use the incredible power that they have to make changes within themselves and make personal transformation within, rather than using this power that they have to try to change others from the outside. It's like when you make the changes within yourself, it's as if the outside then follows. So you take that power, because all eights have that power, you take that power and you use it for self-transformation. And then, you know, through that process of showing up in that way, then that power is learned to be used wisely, and then, you know, changes, you know, are made in a very conscious way. Some famous Eight of Diamonds include Paris Hilton. Well, she's a real, like, sort of a tip. That would be an interesting example of an Eight of Diamonds. Johnny Depp, Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen is very interesting. He's an Eight of Diamonds, King of Spades. King of Spades, you can't tell him what to do. But they're very, very powerful people. So Johnny Depp, Charlie Sheen. Johnny Depp also has a King of Spades ruling card. Paris Hilton has a different ruling card. Dolly Parton. You see Dolly Parton, the Sun. Paris Hilton, Pierre Cardin, Julie Andrews, Natalie Portman, the girl who's in that ballet movie who's getting a lot of play. Anyway, so that's a bit about the Eight of Diamonds. And then we finally come to the Eight of Spades. And this is the power in work card. Remember I talked about spades being health and work. This is the ability. This is power in work, okay? And they have a Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune-Saturn positions. You see, Saturn shows up both times in these positions in the life spread and in the spiritual spread. So Saturn represents our reputation, and it does represent work to a certain extent, but it represents hard work and learning lessons and that kind of thing. So if you think of the Eight of Spades, it's a lot of power. They can handle more work than two or three people put together. And work will always be a place of refuge and satisfaction for them. You know, and they're very powerful people because they have a King of Clubs as the first karma card. Now, a king is already a powerful sort of number, and then you got the club. So they have a powerful mind on top of that. But being a first karma card, it means they would be very kingly towards people. So they're being so, you know, they're powerful and they're a super worker, but challenges may arise if they try to apply this forcefulness to others, try to get others to do what they want to do. They may become too kingly and try to demand from others instead of working with others. They have to learn how to deal with others to enlist their cooperation and mutual respect, and that's how they'll be able to work with others. So they have to learn how to use that power wisely by learning how to cooperate with others and to hear others, to enlist their support rather than trying to, you know, browbeat or control others, okay? And the thing about the Eight of Spades is they can be very self-centered because they have two aces, they have an ace in Venus and an ace in Mercury, ace of Hearts in Mercury, an ace of Diamonds in Venus. And an ace is represented by the number one, and one is the very need to show you can do it, but one is also being alone. It's like, And so there's this, and it's a tendency to have a me, to be concerned with self. And so there's a self-centeredness about that because they have these two aces in Mercury and Venus. And these positions, these 13-year periods happen, you know, for the first 26 years of their life. So this ace can make them very self-centered. And with an ace of hearts in Mercury, it can make them, it can bring a neediness that may begin in early childhood because the Mercury period is from 0 to age 12. And this Ace of Hearts is, it can represent loneliness, but it's about how do I love myself? But in this first period, it could actually create a neediness that begins very, very early, okay? So this is like one of the challenges of the Eight of Spades as well, okay? And the next challenge for them is they can tend to worry a lot because they can become mentally overstimulated with the Three of Clubs and Saturn and the Seven of Clubs and Pluto. Remember I said sevens for eight. So their seven is in the Pluto, and that is the area. Anything of Pluto is what we have to transform, or we have to go through personal transformations. Remember here is that personal transformation coming up again. So they have to really worked on controlling their minds and really coming up instead of thinking about negative thinking, they have to go to more enlightened thinking, okay? So an Eight of Spades, some famous Eight of Spades would be Joan of Arc, wow, yeah, Sam Houston, Betty Friedan, wow, Mikhail Gorbachev, very solid, you know, work-oriented people, Lawrence Taylor, John Bon Jovi, kind of salt-of-the-earth people, but super workers. So those would be some famous Eight of Spades, and that is the talk on the eights, and I hope you enjoyed that. And so if you know any eights and you want to download this later, at some point this will be up on my website, probably within the next week or so, and you can download it and listen to it again or pass it on to them. And so we're going to go into the today. Today is February 22nd, 2011, and today's birth card. So if you were born today, your birth card is a Three of Diamonds, and your ruling card would be a Nine of Spades, and we are in Pisces territory, okay? Pisces is ruled by Neptune. So a three of diamonds. A three, as I mentioned earlier, is about variety. Threes are highly creative, though, very, very creative. And they like to do more than one thing. And so diamonds is what we value, money. So they can be especially good at making money at very creative enterprises. You see that, how that works? The three, creativity, diamonds, money. So they could be especially good at making money at creative enterprises. For example, maybe in design or art or performing in some way, okay? And again, variety is important because they like more than one. They may have two or more professions going on at one time, doing one thing, a boring thing at one time, would not suit a three at all. So self-expression, creativity is very, very important to them. If you think nothing about the three, think variety and self-expression and creativity. It's the number one thing for them, self-expression, okay? And if they don't find a suitable avenue for it, you know, threes will tend to worry. They go into uncertainty and worry. That's the other side of the three. So on the one side, you have this creativity, the self-expression, but if there's not like a outlet for it, all of that energy, that creative energy goes, turns inward and goes into stress and uncertainty and worry, okay? And so this kind of uncertainty and desire for variety will affect their personal relationships, you know, because can you imagine being around someone like that? I dated a Three of Clubs person, a Three of Clubs, Three of Spades person. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, it's like it was a lot. So it'll affect their personal relationships, okay, and it'll make it hard for them to settle down and maybe even to be with one person because they'll be so, you know, looking around for variety or looking around because, you know, one thing is not necessarily going to satisfy them. So if they're in a relationship, it's not that they can't have a relationship, but they'll need to have other outlets for their creativity and their self-expression, okay? And so one of the lessons, though, with the Three of Diamonds is they have to learn true responsibility. So they have to learn true responsibility connected with romance and sex and relationships because of this, okay? So that's a bit about the Three of Diamonds. And then they would have a Nine of Spades ruling card, and it would flavor it somewhat, and because a Nine of Spades is a spiritual number. The sevens and the nines are the spiritual numbers, okay? So you've got a three-person, very creative, with this nine, and the nine are the givers of the deck. They come here to give universally, okay? And sometimes that can create conflict in them because they think, well, what about me? What do I give? I mean, they're really here to complete a major chapter in their life. And spades is the strongest suit, so you've got a nine of spades. So they would really be here to complete some major chapter in their soul's evolution. Remember, eights, I talked about the eights being at its height, its fullness, and after eight comes nine. And nine, then, it's like, okay, so you're at your fullness, the fruit has been picked, and you have nowhere to go, but it's going to come to an end, okay? Is that cycle is coming to an end, okay? But it's a natural part of the process. You know, people are usually afraid of nine. So nines have come here to complete something. Okay, they're here to let go of something, and the nine of spades probably be here to let go of some kind of negative patterns in their personality, because, you know, personality is, you know, what we show up with every day, or in their lifestyle, or in their health, and any nine must learn to let go, or they will really suffer great disappointment. So if they try to hold on to something, you know, they'll really suffer in this life. So, but a nine of spades also can easily tune in to, you know, other dimensions because they're you know, it's a spiritual number. And if they really pay attention to, they know they've come here to complete things. And also to them, it's not just completion, but it's also they've come here to give universally, not just for themselves, but something that's going to affect you know, the whole entire, you know, planet, universe, society, or whatever, okay? So that would be, so nine of spades would flavor that, okay? And so their highest fulfillment would be to align to a mission that would be much larger than themselves, something that they could share, you know, universally. So I'm just giving you just some main points about each of these cards. And but a nine of spades also, it could be, it's very charming. They're very charming because they have a two of hearts, Mercury, King of Hearts, and Venus. And so these will be people who know how to do relationships in terms of they know how to charm, they know how to seduce others with that two of hearts and that King of Hearts. And it would make them popular to be around, okay? But the thing with in relationships with the nine is they would have to learn how to really express and communicate their needs because of that nine tendency. They know they come here to do things universally. And so they have to learn the balance, that know that they're coming here to give universally, but they also do have to, like, really understand what their needs are and be able to communicate that in personal relationships. So that is a bit about the cards, and I'm going to see who on the line would like to have a reading. So hold on. Okay, hello. Is there anyone on the line who'd like to have a reading?
I'd love to, Clarissa. This is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. Okay. Let's see. Do you have any particular questions? So that everybody on the call can hear, when's your birthday?
It's June
22.
Mm-hmm. And do you need the year?
Well, just tell me how old you are.
And I'm 64.
Okay. And what sign are you? Because you're right on the cusp, just so people will know.
I am Cancer.
Okay, so she is June 22nd, and she's a Cancer. So that would make her – I do this for people who are also wanting to learn, and they can follow along as I kind of give readings. And so so Sonia is an Eight of Clubs. So today we were talking about the Eights, and here she is. She is an Eight of Clubs. And her ruling card would be a Jack of Spades, okay? So Sonia is an Eight of Clubs, a birth card, and a Jack of Spades ruling card, okay? So, and she is 64 years old. And so you're in here. I'm going to look and see what period you're in, because as the year progresses, you know, the system starts on our birthday, and then there's seven periods throughout the year that last 52 days each. And then there are five cards that are year-long cards that are in effect the entire year. So, and this is for each of the cards. So, and I'll look up information for both the ruling and the birth card. Sonia is right now going through her, she's in her Saturn period, okay, which is considered the toughest period of the year for most people. You know, for Capricorns and Scorpios, they tend to, they're affected by Saturn a lot anyway, so they tend to kind of go through it and not feel it as much. But for most people, as a general rule, have a tougher time during this period. I'm just curious. I'd like to ask for this, Sonia. How have you been experiencing this time? Your Saturn period would have started on January 17th.
Right. And I would say, well, it's been a stable period of hard work, getting things done, and some fun, but like even, for example, I went to Bali for 2 weeks, but not to lie in the sun, but to sit in a conference room on and learn about esoteric astrology. So, yeah, it's a Saturn period, all right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I always love for people to hear about what's going on in people's lives so they can, you know, see an example of how it works. Okay. So is there a particular question you have, or you just want a general, what would you like to know?
Well, it's the age-old question. When will I enter into a new love partnership?
A new love partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let me see what I see in the cards, okay?
Thank you.
All right. And just so you know, just so people can learn, Sonia had a three of spades, queen of clubs, and has a three of spades, queen of clubs, in her Saturn period. And queen of clubs would definitely be learning, and a three of spades would be a variety and work. So that'd be working more than one job. Do you have more than one job?
I do.
Okay, and that was in her eight of clubs. And then and in her jack of spades ruling card, she's got a ten of spades, seven of hearts. A ten of spades is a lot of work projects. Do you have a lot of projects going on?
I do. Being a freelance editor, I have projects going on with a number of clients, plus some volunteer work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, So as I look through 64, let's see. Well, I don't really see it for this year. Hold up. I see it for next year.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Let me. Actually, though, you might meet somebody in your Uranus period coming up.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, I don't know. You have a two of hearts, four of hearts coming up. And this would be March. You go into Uranus, I think in March. Let me see the exact date. March 10th. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. March 10th, you end your Saturn period, and your Uranus period begins. And you have a, in your Jack of Spades ruling card, you have, in the next period, you have a Two of Hearts with a Four of Hearts underlying it. Two of Hearts is a lover's card. That means we either meet a lover or we rendezvous with someone we already know who's a lover, or either they're a very, very, very close friend.
And that is in which period?
Uranus.
Oh, okay. So
coming
the Uranus
up.
Period is in with my ruling card, not my birth card?
Right. Uranus with your ruling card.
Okay.
And there's a Four of Hearts underneath, and the Four of Hearts is the card of family and marriage. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you possibly could meet someone who you might be interested in, you know, some kind of committed relationship with, because then in your Neptune period following that, you have the Four of Hearts again. Okay.
Okay.
So it's a possibility that, you know, that, and you had an Eight of Hearts in Jupiter. So you didn't meet anybody a couple months ago?
No. nobody significant or lasting, let's say.
Okay, well, it was in Jupiter, which means that Jupiter is more about our money and our, you know, how we make money for the year. So it
uh-huh.
meant you would have, you know, kind of emotional power in terms of, you know, dealing with others and that kind of thing. So it's not necessarily the place where I would necessarily look for love, but Eight of Hearts is always good because, you know, it means that you have a charm when you're out and about. And anytime we have charm, you know, we're, you know, it's a good possibility to meet somebody. Okay, but but the thing is, let me just look for this year. The reason why I say that this year I don't know about that is because you're displacing the Seven of Hearts this year, and the Seven of Hearts is the card of abandonment and betrayal.
Mm.
And whenever a card we displace means we need to pay attention to that card. There's something about that we need to put some energy into. And with the Seven of Hearts, it's really so. On one hand, it's feeling it's letting go. It's unattached to love. So any place, really, the time when we can feel betrayed or abandoned is if we're attached to something or others. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So really, when you know have a Seven of Hearts in like a placement like this, it's really probably the time, the opportunity to deal with any past hurts or senses of betrayal or anything that we're attached to, anything or anybody that we're attached to.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, it could even be a pet. I'm not saying it's, but it's something that we love or that we really attach to. Did you have something to say about that?
That we must release, huh?
Yeah, it's letting go of any attachment that would have us feel a sense of abandonment or betrayal. So it's really going to spiritual love. Remember, I said seven and nines are spiritual numbers, and any seven, in a seven, you'll be handed a mundane sort of problem or situation or challenge, and the only solution is to go to the spiritual side. With the seven, there's always a solution to it, but you have to go to the spiritual end of it. So the spiritual end would be spiritual love. It's loving others and allowing them to love us, but in an unattached way. And by unattached, I mean there's common sense in terms of you actually will, you know, when you're with someone, you want to pick people who you're actually compatible with or who you have the same sense of values with and who, you know, where you're a match. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, there's that. But any sense that, you know, that if I don't have that person, I won't be able to still be happy, you know, kind of thing. That's what one has to release and go to the spiritual love and allow others the freedom to be who they are. And if they're going to love us, they have to love us from their own free will.
Okay.
So that this year is a year about cleaning any of that up.
Okay.
And I think it's preparing you because next year you're going to be displacing the Eight of Hearts. Now, usually I say that the displacement position is that is usually a challenging position. It's usually something we have to pay attention to. And there are some exceptions to the displacements, and the Eight of Hearts is pretty much the one exception to that. When you're displacing the Eight of Hearts, it's like having a magical year. And you've got that coming up next year.
Mm.
So I would say really, you know, do whatever, you know, comes up to do around cleaning that up. But, you know, it seems like maybe after your Saturn period that it's going to ease up a bit because you're going to have the opportunity to meet somebody. There's two hearts, four hearts. There's going to be some kind of, there should be something going on there. Let me see what cards underlying those cards. Oh, this is in your Jack of Spades. Okay. Well, Two of Hearts is a semi-fixed card. Oh, I think you definitely might meet somebody because underlying that Four of Hearts is a King of Hearts, and that's a man.
Oh.
Okay, that's a for a woman, that would represent your dream guy. Okay.
And in which time period is it?
This is going to be in Uranus and Neptune. So after March 10th, for the next two periods until your birthday, that Four Hearts is going to be in effect because it's the underlying card for the Uranus period of Two and a Hearts. Two of Hearts is when you actually meet someone, is meeting. It's a lover's card, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you got a Four Hearts underneath that, and Four Hearts represents home, it's family, it's satisfaction in love, okay? But you got a King of Hearts underneath, lying underneath that, and that is, like, for a woman, like I said, a man of her dreams. So I'd say after the Saturn period is over, the chances of you meeting someone. In fact, I want to know what happens because
I will let you know.
I want to know what happens. I mean, if it's not that, then I'm curious to know. Well, what would it be? You know, what would happen? What would that, you know, represent? And your but now your Pluto and result card, they work hand in hand, and your Pluto and result card for this year is the Queen of Spades, Two of Diamonds, and the Queen of Spades is inner self transformation. Remember, I talked about that earlier. So Queen of Spades, that indicates to me that what transforms you this year is your ability to go within and transform yourself from within.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel a problem coming up or anything like that, that you go within instead of you trying going outward, reaching out, say if you feel this way or that way, instead of going out to try to make yourself feel better, you go within to see what the, you know, to see what the pattern or feeling is, and then you work on it from within.
Yes.
And then a Two of Diamonds, result is all twos are partnership cards, okay? So a Two of Diamonds is work partnership, or it's just partnerships with others, but underneath that Two of Diamonds is a Six of Hearts, and that is karmic, a karmic relationship. So this lets me know that, you know, I mean, so there's two indications here that, you know, you're going to, that meeting someone, partnership, and they're, you know, so the two is falling in the Uranus period, which is the second to the last period. Plus, you got these four of hearts, and then you've got a two of diamonds, six of hearts result. There's definitely you meeting someone and some kind of relationship thing going on. Okay, let me look Plus, you've got your focus is the Eight of Clubs, which is your birth card. So you use your birth card is your focus and your ruling card. That's very significant. And a Seven of Spades is underneath it. Uh-huh. And a Seven of Spades is faith. It's having faith. Remember, it's another spiritual card. So it's it seems like there's some. It's asking you to have faith in yourself for some reason. I don't know what this may mean to you. I mean, this probably has some meaning to you. I don't know what the inner workings of it is.
Uh-huh.
But what it's saying is you having, and also, of course, the general meaning of the Eight of Clubs is the ability to focus your mind, okay?
Yes.
But you are Eight of Clubs, so you, live that. I mean, that's who, but so Eight of Clubs, focusing your mind, but also you having faith in yourself, faith in your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, now, so, and so that's
owning more of my identity as the Eight of Clubs.
Well, I think you do own your Eight of Clubs, but I think it's having faith just in your own particular life path. Like having faith in your life. I mean, because I think that we can get to points in our life where we think maybe we've done the wrong thing, not wrong, maybe we've taken the wrong road, you understand what I'm saying? Or maybe if I hadn't done this or I did that or I missed this opportunity, that kind of thing. So it's more like really having faith in your particular life path, your journey, the uniqueness of your journey.
Okay.
And not questioning, you know, just trusting that everything is unfolding in its perfect time and that your particular, however it has unfolded, has been the perfect unfolding for you.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. And so now that was in your Jack of Spades. Now, in your what's significant in your Eight of Clubs is that you your challenge for the year was the Ace of Hearts, okay? And that's really loneliness.
Uh-huh.
It's really dealing with feeling, you know, like you have to. What this is basically is self-love. It's like finding what it is that you really need in love and then giving that to yourself. So that and through that process then you attract others who kind of can reflect that. You see what I'm saying? So it's not that you end up alone, although you can feel quite lonely and alone in this particular position with the Ace of Hearts. But at its core, Ace of Hearts is okay. It's really going within yourself and really going, okay, now what is it that I really need for me, okay?
Right.
You know, not necessarily what I want, and all, you know, because we have these fantasies, you know, and you know, about, you know, things that we think we want other people to feel. But it's like, well, what is it at my core? Who am I, number one? Who am I? You know, and in this body, mind, and who I have come here to be, What is it that I need in terms of a partner? What do I need for me to be happy? And then can I give that to myself right here and right now? Because really, true happiness cannot really be gotten from outside of ourselves. So it's like, what do I need to be able to give myself so that I am happy, that I am loving myself here in this moment? And if I were here, and you know, never had a partner, what do I need to be happy?
Right. That makes sense.
And that's your challenge for this year. So that's why when I looked at your cards at first, I thought, oh, okay, I don't think, like, you may meet somebody, but I didn't see you necessarily getting married or, you know, this year. But it looks like you're being set up for that next year.
Well, okay. Excellent.
You know, and the reason I say that, so this is a year to prepare, and I think, and you definitely are going to meet someone. I don't know if he's going to be someone you're going to end up with, because let's see what you got going on in your Uranus period for. Do you have any travel plans?
I am going to Cuba in the last week of May.
In the last week of May. Okay. Because you got a five of spades coming up in your Uranus period. And that usually means a major change of some kind or travel.
That's in March, April, huh?
Yeah, that's in March, April. So
you never know.
I'm curious. But it could just be some change around the house, you know.
Huh.
But
I'm going to clean out the garage.
Yeah. But, it could just be some change around the house. So I don't know. But I'll be curious to see what that is. But there's a Ten of Hearts underneath that. And Ten of Hearts is audience. This is groups. It's wedding. So you could be traveling to a wedding. You could be traveling to, and it could just be travel in your state or travel in your hometown. But something, some kind of big groups of people, some kind of way.
Uh-huh.
Are you dealing with groups at all, or teaching groups, or performing in front of groups?
I'm part of a group, actually, that meets here in my neighborhood, but people come from as far as L.A., where we're practicing our channeling abilities. And, I'm always open to group experiences, and they come up.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Well, I'd say this year you want to stay involved with the groups,
uh-huh,
because it's your long-range card for the year in your Eight of Clubs.
Okay.
So, whatever you're doing with that group, that's good, okay? I would stick with that. And you've got that same Ten of Hearts is an underlying card in Uranus and as a direct card in Neptune. So something about that group, you're needing to focus your, just have that be a focus of your time, some kind of way. Okay, so now I'm just going to do a quick look at just your next year, just quickly going to look at it. You've got a Three of Hearts challenge. So I think, you think you're definitely going to meet somebody, but I can't say that he may or may not be the one, because you got a Three of Hearts challenge coming up the next year, and that means more than one guy.
Oh, no.
It could just be, or you're experimenting, or you're still not sure exactly what you want, or, and it's also artistic, so I don't know how that's going to play out in your life.
Uh-huh.
Because as I look at for the rest of the year, in Mars, you have an underlying Eight of Hearts. It's that Eight of Hearts charm again. And then in Jupiter, you got an underlying King of Hearts, and that's a man. So, the possibilities for definitely more people is there. Now, that's in your Eight of Clubs. Now, I'm just going to real quickly look at Jack of Spades and see if I can get any kind of more indication. The Jack of Spades is where I said you're displacing the Eight of Hearts. That's going to be probably a fun year for you, because you're displacing that Eight of Hearts, and which means you're going to have three of those periods you're going to be in the crown line, and that's starting with Jupiter. And, again, you've got an Eight of Hearts direct in Mars. So you're going to have a lot of charm and emotional power, I think with men next year.
That would be a nice change.
And also, too, you got a Two of Hearts challenge. So again, now it represents meeting someone again.
And that's when?
That's next year. That's your Pluto card.
When you say next year, you mean after my birthday?
Yeah, after your birthday.
Good. That doesn't mean 2012. That's good.
No, your birthday 2011.
Okay, great.
Okay. So there's definitely going to be some men action, starting after Uranus and through next year.
Well, excellent.
A
psychic friend did tell me that she thought somebody was coming in the spring. So that's a wonderful confirmation.
Uh-huh.
Suggestion.
Yeah. Well, I'm really excited to, like I said, I'm going to be so excited to see what. Now you got a Queen of Hearts underneath this Eight of Hearts, and that's sex. So anyway, you know, satisfaction. Anyway, so I'm curious as to, you know, when your birthday starts, I'm curious to see what might happen the following year. I mean, you know, when your birthday comes in 2011.
Right. I shall let you know.
Something going on. So I don't know. And you got a Five of Hearts. And Five of Hearts is change in relationship status. So if you're married, you might get divorced. If you're divorced, I mean, if you're single, you get married. I mean, you know, so you definitely have more heart cards next year in prominent positions. So, and they're the cards that, except for that Three of Hearts, Pluto, they're cards of satisfaction and charm and meeting people and that kind of thing.
Well, good.
So think it's going to be interesting. It's definitely going to be a fun year for you. So just hang in there for the next, month, or even less than a month, and I think your Uranus period is going to stir some things up.
All right. It's almost March, huh? This year is whizzing by already.
I know, isn't it? I mean, my goodness. The second month is already almost gone. Well, you know, I don't know where I read this, but something's happening March 9th.
Oh, I haven't heard.
Do we go through, I think we go through a different wave on that Mayan calendar thing.
Uh-huh.
On March 9th.
Night or something.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a different wave. I don't know if it goes from night to day. I don't know. But there's something happening on March 9th where we go into some kind of different cycle or something.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, if you find anything, you know, shoot me an email. I don't know where I read it somewhere, and I can't remember, you know, because I get so much stuff. I don't remember where I read it. But well, cool. So I hope I was able to answer, you know, your question.
Absolutely, and very thoroughly. Thank you so much. That was very informative and enlightening.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I do have the books, but that's going to help. I'm going to go look at everything you looked at, and that's going to help me interpret what I see.
Uh-huh.
I took notes from what you said.
Okay, yeah, well, check out that Two of Hearts, Four of Hearts, Four of Hearts, and then read in the book what they mean, you know what I mean?
Okay,
so,
I will do.
And you'll see it in that. You can't see some of the underlying cards I was telling you about because they're in the advanced books.
Oh, I see.
But, I mean, you know, you can see the main underlying cards, but underneath each of those cards are a set of underlying cards.
But I can go come back and listen to this recording, yes?
Yeah, you can. I will download it and put it on the site within the next week, and you can download it and listen to the recording. You can hear me talking about, you know, underlying cards under
Great.
That. But the important thing is... the Two of Hearts will always have an underlying card of the Ace of Clubs because it's one of the semi-fixed pairs. But that Four of Hearts, that's the one you want to pay attention to. Underlying that is a King of Hearts to a Clubs pair. And that King of Hearts is the man. So that's why I'm really, you know, unless, you know, you're just pushing it away. Because sometimes with the Four of Hearts, because fours are contentment and satisfaction, and you could be so content, but it doesn't sound like you are content in terms of like you are wanting to bring a relationship in.
Yes. I'm working Saturn to be content, and I'm wanting, you know, a partnership because it's been more than 3 years.
Yeah, which I know has been, you know, quite different for you, which sounds like
Yes. You've
learned a lot during that time. And that
was
that Queen of Spades going through the inner thing. So under that Four of Hearts, when you look at your cards, is an underlying King of Hearts. And then that underneath that Two of Diamonds result is a Six of Hearts. And that's a karmic relationship. So those would be important cards for you when you go back and you study.
Uh-huh.
That to remember that, and those won't be in the book because, like I said, but it'll be on the recording, and you know, you'll have that. And then let's see, and your Eight of Clubs never moves position, so the underlying cards wouldn't be all that big a deal.
Uh-huh.
For your Eight of Clubs, that's the price you pay for a fixed card, it never moves. Positions never
that stubborn old Eight of Clubs.
Yeah, I mean, one good thing is it's in your Eight of Clubs is a great position in the deck, but it never gives up its position. So that's so it's like you know what I mean, you know, it has its advantages and its disadvantages. So anyway, okay, Sonia. Well, really, sure. You're so welcome, and thank you for being on the call. And I'm sure that you know it's really going to help quite a few people, you know, as they're learning the system. And I really appreciate. One more thing. Let me just. Oops, I'm looking at the wrong thing. Okay, no. So I was looking at, but okay. So all right. So it's on the recording, and it'll be up, you know, within a week, and you can listen to it. And good. So good to hear from you. And I'm just so. Are you going to Cuba by yourself, or do you have someone you're going with?
I'm going with a little group. Nobody I know, but a little group from Ventura. That's, you know, you have to go under the auspices of a church. Mm-hmm. So that's how I'm going, just for 1 week. But I'm fascinated to be getting to see Cuba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. I'm thinking they're going to relax those things shortly here, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and it won't be any too soon.
Yeah. Okay, dear. Well, again, thank you for participating in the class. And so to everyone, thank you for being here, and I will see you the second Tuesday of March, okay? Which will be March the 8th, okay, everyone? So in the meanwhile, you'll be able to download the recordings, and have a wonderful afternoon and evening, everyone. Okay, goodbye, everyone.